So, that's supernatural grace, to enlighten our minds, strengthen our wills, to pay the price of reaching heaven. Secondly, and this is a hard one, the gift of final perseverance. What are we saying? We are saying, the church teaches this infallibly, even a lifetime of practicing virtue by itself does not merit, to use that verb, does not earn or gain the grace of final perseverance. The gift of final perseverance must be prayed for. That is why the two most common prayers in our Catholic vocabulary are the Our Father and the Hail Mary. And in the closing petition of the Our Father, what do we say? Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That last invocation, Libranos Amalo, deliver us from evil, is a prayer for the gift of final perseverance to be delivered from the greatest evil of hell. And the Hail Mary, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Ask Our Lady to obtain for us the gift of final perseverance to die in her Son's grace. We must pray, keep asking for the gift of a happy death. And finally, means needed to reach heaven, temporal blessings, meaning what? Persons, places, and things. What are we asking God for? Whatever He knows better than we, what we need, what persons we need to reach heaven. As I've told so many young people dating, planning to marry, fine, but be sure of a man for her or the girl for him that you marry is a person who will help you reach heaven. How blind we can be. I think I've told you this. My 5 years of teaching at Western Michigan State University, more than once, especially the seniors, both the girls and the boys would introduce me to their fiancé and then say he'd come back later on. You know, Dr. Harden, what do you think of her? Very intelligent. She's very attractive. I'm not so sure she's all that attractive inside. The girl you marry should help you to reach heaven. I never thought of that. Well, it's your fault. You had to meet her. So the persons and how we must, and the verb is must, choose the persons who enter our lives, people we engage in conversation with, people we work with or for. What is good money? So what? There are persons who help us and those who would harm us on our way to heaven. Places. I cannot tell you. Over the years, how many people have asked me? Men, for example, with professional degrees. But given what's going on in so many dioceses in our country, where can I and my family, especially my children, be assured of the kind of atmosphere that will help us to live our Catholic faith faithfully? People have moved, I'm not exaggerating, out of the country to be in places where they would be more assured of reaching the heavenly destiny. Funny things. St. Ignatius teaches us to teach people. They should make an inventory. And inventory should be made every day. What things in my life help me to do God's will? What things in my life are a hindrance to doing God's will? And then decide to accept, even choose what your experience tells you will help you reach heaven, and remove, discard the things which your experience has told you are a hindrance to reaching your heavenly destiny. I think I told you about the retreat that I gave to only multimillionaires. And I concentrated, look, you fellows, whatever you do during this retreat, make some lifelong decisions on how you're going to use that money to reach heaven. With all that money you've got, you'll never get to heaven unless you have thought through on how this money is not a hindrance, but a help in reaching your destiny. When, like, say tonight, I'll be back at the rectory, Jesu rectory, and on the table will be, what else? A pile of Sunday papers. All I'd have to do is faithfully read, day after day, the daily papers. All I'd have to do is watch television every day, faithfully. And I can say this without a moment's hesitation. I would seriously endanger my eternal salvation. I know too much. In our next conference on the work of Satan in the modern world, there's only one ambition the devil has, only one, to bring us to hell with him. That's all. And he's clever, he's shrewd, and he has many very effective agents among the human beings that enter our lives. Now, our duty. Our duty to grow. Go in what? Go in our virtue of hope. And of course, all we've said now applies. As I mentioned earlier, when I'm condensed into one page is several months of teaching. Whatever discourages you in your lives, examine it. And the devil is extremely smart. Worry, anxiety, discouragement are the devil's normal way of tempting people who want to serve God. That, by the way, is normal for the devil. You know, the psychology in the world won't help. In fact, in case nobody told you, the American Psychological Association is one of the principal agents of homosexuality in our country. We've got to grow in hope. And we grow in hope in the measure that we grow in the practice of prayer. And not just verbalizing words, that too, but pray for the depth of our hearts. I never pick up the telephone without saying a prayer. I've been trained by my mother never to take a drink of water, Mamma Mia, without saying a prayer. Secondly, we have a duty to protect our hope. And this is a hard one. There is so much, dear Lord, how much to discourage the most trustful person in the world today. The errors, the crimes condoned, sadly, not only, I wish I'd said, only our political leaders, but sadly even some of our church leaders. Protect yourself from discouragement, anxiety, worry, which lead, I've counseled too many souls, lead to despair. Thirdly, share. I cannot tell you how priceless a gift it is to be able to encourage people who are becoming hopeless in their lives. And how cheap the word encouragement can be. And the bottom line, of course, is in sharing your hope with others, you must yourselves be staunchly, firmly grounded in hope. That is why Mother Teresa's sisters, part of their constitutions, they were obliged by rule to be cheerful. And you cannot put it on. You are either internally trustful and happy, and you will be externally cheerful, or you don't put it on. Help others. An apostate all by itself. To share with others the hope we've got ourselves. Well, let's be clear. Hope without God's grace is a nightmare, impossible. We are only as hopeful as we are trustful of God. And finally, help others recover their hope and grow in hope. I'll never forget Barbara, a sophomore at West Michigan State University. I counseled her because she had attempted suicide, she told me, at the age of 6, when her mother stupidly told her daughter, "Your father and I never really wanted you." I left the university 2 weeks after I left the university. Got a phone call from the Catholic chaplain of Western Michigan State. Thought I'd let you know. Barbara has just taken her life. And I am talking in the right city and the right state. What Detroit and Michigan need, dear God, how they need, is apostles of hope. Who share their own deep trust in God with everyone who enters their lives. And I was just reminded, it is past a quarter to. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.